You know, do we ever just try and do a crossover vehicle with what we have today? We've always had interest, but not enough to actually make it happen. And this was the opportunity where, you know, we were making a car that used the next gen platform, if you will, and then skinned it with a crossover vehicle.
So how do we describe this now? So describe this vehicle. We know it's a crossover. We know it's all-wheel drive. Do we have horsepower? How do we describe this in our terms that we talk about cars?
Well, it seems like whenever you talk about, you know, electric cars, you don't talk about horsepower.
Correct.
You have to talk about them in kilowatts.
Okay.
So you got to go running for your calculator to figure out what that is in horsepower. The unique thing about this vehicle is that we can dial up whatever power we want it to run at.
Oh, yeah.
And the only thing you really pay for when you dial up the power is just like a gasoline engine. If it has more horsepower, you'll generally draw more fuel as you run it. No different in the electric. So we can dial it up to 1,000 kilowatts, which obviously it's not going to run real long at 1,000 kilowatts. But you know, in a race configuration, the power would be very similar to what we run today, and that would run it probably around the 25-minute to 30-minute range, which a lot of folks might go, well, that's not very long. But if you look at how long our current cars will run before having to do a pit stop, it's really not that different.
No, you're right about that. We get those fuel cells get empty quickly. That is for sure. David Reagan has been the test driver on this. What's it been like working with David on this and watching and gauging his reaction to this?
Yeah, it's been pretty fun. You know, I think David, you know, most recently has had a lot of experience driving a lot of test vehicles for some of the OEMs. Yep. So he's very much trained in the moment right now to really dissect what a vehicle's doing and how it's behaving. And it's also advantage for us that he's not under the weekly grind of having to get to the racetrack every week for us. So it's been a really good culmination of circumstances that allow us to get a driver that's got a ton of experience at all these tracks that we've been testing at. So, you know, his feedback has been really good. He's been a pleasure to work with. We look forward to working with him a bunch in the future as well on some other projects we got brewing.
I think the next natural question is, where are we going to see this? Correct me if I'm wrong. This is an announcement on a car, not a car and a series and a schedule and everything. This is just a step in the process. Is that accurate? And is that where we're at with this?
Yeah, certainly it's a step in the process is a good way to put it. This is our first step in that process. We're not here today to announce an electrified series by any means. You know, there's no immediate plan for that, but you know, very similar to how our car companies will put out prototypes at car shows, this is effectively our version of that, where we're going to put this car out there. We're going to have it at some races into the future and some events that are pretty popular for folks to see this, both NASCAR fans and non-NASCAR fans. And we're going to gauge the interest from our fans. You know, we're going to see what they have to say and what they want to see.
That's interesting how it's all playing out with the big announcement here this weekend. So thank you, Steve Post, for that. You know, if you're a fan of horsepower, don't worry. Horsepower is not going anywhere here in the world of NASCAR racing anytime soon. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Motor Racing Network live at the Chicago Street Race. The fans are filling in, taking their seats at the grandstands. A lot of the folks have the general admission tickets, wandering around this historic Grant Park, just taking in the NASCAR race weekend. Coming up, we'll get the progressive keys to winning today's race from three of the favorites to win, and later we'll head down to the grid to chat with the drivers.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in victory lane. Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Everham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Network's and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country. Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
From the Windy City, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Allgaier trying to stay with the leader, but Shane Bind is bringing his pole away.
Just three corners separate SVG from his first career win in the series. He's through turn 10, now through turn 11. Allgaier giving it all he can, but he's nowhere near Shane Van Gisbergen, who is up through the gears and off of turn number 12.
Justin Allgaier sliding his Chevrolet all over the track, trying to catch up to Shane Van Gisbergen. It is not going to work. Shane Van Gisbergen up the front stretch. The New Zealander wins at Portland International Raceway.
Now, back to Jeff Striegel and Alex Hayden.
That's how it sounded on the Motor Racing Network. Tim Catalfamo, Eric Morse, and Dan Hubbard on the call when Shane Van Gisbergen scored his first Xfinity Series victory at Portland Raceway.
1 year ago, though, Alex, it was SVG that was celebrating right here in Chicago as the inaugural winner of this race. What does he say his biggest advantage was, and what do Christopher Bell and Michael McDowell think the key to beating him today will be?
The keys to winning today's race are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage of theft or damage. Visit progressive.com.
Checkered flag is waving at the start-finish line, and Christopher Bell is a winner in the NASCAR Cup Series.
In the dry, the brake zones are going to become so important, and it's just a... It's a high risk. It's a high risk, high reward racetrack. And the guy that gets in the brake zones the best is going to be the fastest, but on the verge of crashing the most. So that's going to put a really big emphasis on the brake zones.
Checkered flag in the air, and the Road America 180 belongs to Michael McDowell.
The key to Chicago street course, from what we saw last year, is just staying out of the barrier and not hitting anything, right? Because you saw a lot of fast cars. Denny Hamlin, right, qualified on the pole, leading the race, slid off, you know, things like that. So it's minimizing mistakes. It's maximizing pit road and track position when you can get it.
Checkered flag in the air in his first ever NASCAR Cup Series start. Shane Van Gisbergen, the New Zealand driver, wins on the streets of Chicago.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be less gap between the front guys now. I think it'll be, you know, now that everyone's experienced it, going back again, and there's a lot more footage to study, and the sim's probably going to be better. I think it's going to be a lot tighter this year. I think my strength was my proximity to the walls. I was a lot more confident to be closer to the walls. You know, I've grown up doing street circuits, so I was kind of used to that. And I think this year, everyone's going to be pushing a lot harder, and I think it's going to be a dogfight. Should be pretty good.
The keys to winning in the streets of Chicago, presented by Progressive Insurance. Coming up, we're going to head trackside where Steve Post and Chris Wilner are ready to talk with some of the drivers in today's race.
Napa! Give your engine the attention it deserves with the advanced formulation of Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It delivers faster oil flow for superior temperature protection in the harshest conditions, defends against sludge and buildup while keeping your engine running cleaner, longer, and improves fuel efficiency by reducing friction, helping you stay at peak performance mile after mile. Try Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil today. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!
Can you handle the smoke? then Toyota Racing wants you. Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days.
It smells good.
Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts, drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Welcome back to the Chicago Street Race. It is the Grant Park 165 live on the Motor Racing Network. And as promised, let's get you right to the grid and talk to a driver that took NASCAR by storm 1 year ago, Shane Van Gisbergen, and he is with Steve Post from Halstead, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we're down here behind the stage getting ready to talk to drivers. Shane Van Gisbergen down here as far as getting through the crowd. We've got them all packed up. The drivers took a lap around the racetrack and got to meet the fans, got to see the fans, and it was really, really cool watching them on trailers go. Shane is ready to go, starts in position number 5 down here. Shane, as you get ready to roll off here today, last year, come in here and took the world by surprise. No more surprise. What are the challenges for you here the second time around in Chicago?
I missed every single thing you said, but hopefully it's a good race. Hopefully the weather stays away, and yeah, see how we go.
Yesterday you had some laps around this racetrack, different race car. What'd you learn about the track? Has it changed much since last year, or is it still pretty similar?
Yes and no. Similar. So, yeah, we'll see. Hopefully it's good.
Oh, I'm sure it is. That is Shane Van Gisbergen ready to go here. He will start in position number 5.
He will indeed. Now, Michael McDowell knows how to win on a road course. He did it at the famed Indianapolis Motor Speedway 1 year ago. Picked up a runner-up finish on the road course earlier this year at Sonoma, California. He'll start today's race in position number 3. He's with our Chris Wilner from Carmel, Indiana.
And Michael is back here getting ready to be introduced to the crowd. Okay, this Ford Mustang Dark Horse has some speed in it. Qualified 3rd. Can you keep it up front? I know you guys desperately would like to get back into victory lane.
Yeah, I think we can. I mean, we have the speed to keep it up front. You know, a lot's going to happen today as the track changes. And, you know, there's potential some weather here. So just staying on top of everything, you know, adapting to whatever is thrown our way. But we got a fast Ford Mustangs, proud to represent the White Sox here on the south side. And like you said, we know what we got to do. We got to win this race, so we're going to get after it.
No, there's a lot of variables, so how aggressive do you want to be early on with that threat of either weather or whatever else is coming our way?
Yeah, I mean, if we are faster, you want to make those moves and get in front, but you know, you got to be there at the end to give yourself a fighting chance at it. So we just got to let it play out, see where we're at, see how quick we are. If we can have the pace to hang with Larson and Gibbs there and make a move, we will. If not, we'll buy our time and keep working on it all day.
All right, best of luck. That's Michael McDowell, guys. A threat here anytime we go road course racing. He starts 3rd this afternoon.
Inside row number 2, let's drop back now to row number 3. Bubba Wallace is there, the 30-year-old driver from Mobile, Alabama, with a very good qualifying lap here yesterday afternoon. Steve?
Yeah, Bubba Wallace starts in the 6th spot here today. We'll talk about that qualifying lap in this race. He's down here talking to Talking to his buddy, Corey LaJoy. Bubba, first off, before we talk about the race, this event, Chicago, and a lot of your partners involved, Michael Jordan's obviously involved. What's this like, having NASCAR and be able to carry these colors here at the Second City?
A lot of work, a lot of responsibility. It's been a good week. It's been a busy one. It is exciting to have McDonald's obviously running the jujutsu scheme, the anime. It's been a lot of fun to learn and grow more with that brand. They're excited. They're up there in the suite at the entry of pit road. So it's a lot of fun just having everybody on board and having a good time. Chicago has always been a great city to come visit. Now we're visiting and racing, so it's a little bizarre to say.
All right, you qualified in the sixth spot. How good is your race car? What do you need to do here today to keep it up front and run for the win?
Just execute, run clean laps all day, settle in, be aggressive at the start, not lose anything. I think we'll be okay with rain. I hope so. But just execute all day. Don't ever get lazy.
Don't ever get lazy, that's for sure. That is Bubba Wallace. He starts in position number six.
He alluded to hopefully the rain stays away. There is weather in the greater Chicagoland area. All of it, however, is going north of downtown Chicago, Illinois. Fingers crossed it continues to stay on that track. Kyle Larson had a heck of a race in the Xfinity Series yesterday. He also won on the road course in the NASCAR Cup Series at Sonoma earlier this year. He's got to be a favorite in today's race as well. Chris Wilner is with him.
He certainly is. And after yesterday, he showed he came here to play. Kyle, you're going to start here from the pole. But what more did you learn yesterday? I know that was a big agenda for you. What did you take away from that experience for today?
Yeah, I mean, I think just battling, passing, getting position, stuff like that. So that was really important. You know, we didn't win, but I feel like we checked a lot of boxes as far as, you know, race stuff goes. So my Valvoline Chevys felt really, really good too. So I think we'll have a better shot to kind of hold some people off and make some passes if we find ourselves in traffic. So I'm excited about today. We'll see what the weather brings here, but I think we can have a good day.
With the variable of weather, I mean, if it does come, how much do you lean on what you learned last year and the wet weather conditions that will help today?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I really wasn't expecting rain, so I didn't really do much rain prep or rain studying, but we'll see. You know, we're starting from the pole, so just try to be patient. You know, if we give up the lead, we can get somebody to judge off of. I think, you know, I can learn a lot, so we'll see. But hopefully the rain misses us. I think our car will be really good in the dry. Could be better in the wet. Who knows? But yeah, either way, whatever comes our way, we're just going to try our best to execute.
All right, best of luck. That's Kyle Larson again running the Valvoline colors, your pole sitter for the Grant Park 165.
And like Alex said just a moment ago, there is rain. It is north of us, and hopefully it will stay that way throughout the afternoon, and we can race this thing in its entirety on Goodyear Racing Eagles. Back downstairs one more time to the drivers starting 11th. It has been a great year so far for Denny Hamlin.
Yes, it has. Car number 11 starts in position number 11 for Denny Hamlin. Denny, I just talked to Bubba Wallace. I'm going to kind of start with the same question with you. Chicago, of course, your team owner, your co-owner is Michael Jordan. You understand this sport. You understand big cities and big sports. What is this like for you as an owner and as a driver to get to run here on the streets of Chicago?
Well, as a driver, I would say I'm really excited about, you know, one of our road courses being right here in the middle of the city, right? I think that was the object behind this, is to bring the racing to the city. And I feel like we've done that. We've seen the crowd in big numbers coming out this weekend. So we're excited for that. Excited about the great track that they put together. Feel like it's got lots of passing zones, which is great for us drivers. And as an owner, you know, this is kind of a home race, I guess you could say, for 2311. They spent a lot of time activating outside the racetrack itself. The drivers did a great job putting the work in to be towards the front and hopefully give themselves a shot to win today.
All right, this racetrack, one of the things we talk about is the braking zones and some of the bumps. How challenging is it getting into the corners, which are generally the passing zones? What are the challenges and how challenging is that?
It is. I mean, you really need to try to figure out how to stay close on the back half of the racetrack to then make your passes in the first half of the track. So that's where the bulk of the passing zones are, and it's where I'll be focused.
That is Denny Hamlin. That's where he'll be focused. He starts. He has the Sports Clips colors on his Toyota. He starts in position number 11.
He's a driver that has one road course win in his Cup Series career. Came all the way back in 2016 at Watkins Glen International. His teammate at Joe Gibbs Racing is Christopher Bell. Couple of road course wins under his belt in the Cup Series. Let's hear from him with Chris Wilner.
And he has seven top tens in the last 10 road course starts. So Christopher Bell, as we look our eyes to the skies, you kind of smile and said, I'd like it to rain. Why is that?
Well, last year we did really good in the rain. So I don't know. It's going to be a unique race because even if it does get wet, we're not going to finish in the wet. It's not going to stick around all day long. So yeah, we're going to have to be good in the dry if you're going to win this race, and I think that we made good changes to make it better today than it was yesterday.
What has been the biggest challenge as you've continued to learn to adapt to this street course style of racing for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just the brake zones. Last year, I felt really good in the brake zones, and this year, I've been a little out of control. So just trying to get the car calmed down to where I can attack the corner a little bit more. And I think we'll be right there.
All right, that's Christopher Bell. Guy's going to roll off seventh here this afternoon in Chicago.
He led 37 laps in this race 1 year ago. Christopher Bell feels like he's got a decent car. We'll wait and see what happens when the green flies today. When we come back, we'll head back trackside to talk with more drivers as we get ready for the Grant Park 165.
Begin your summer adventure in Illinois. Indulge in Michelin star dining at Moody Tongue or Cabra. Then let the soulful sounds of Chicago blues serenade you into the night. Cruise down iconic Route 66, enjoy small town charm in Galena, or wander the storied halls where Lincoln's legacy comes alive. Stroll the Shawnee Hills wine trail to savor award-winning wines and plan an unforgettable escape at Dragonfly Lakes. Your summer starts in the middle of everything. Learn more at enjoyillinois.com.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie! Ah!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick five drivers each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points. All for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core? To see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt? Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime? Yeah? You're ready? Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
The Second City. This is NASCAR Live Race Day. Now, back to Jeff Striegel and Alex Hayden.
Drivers being introduced to the huge crowd on hand all around the grounds here at Grant Park. One of those drivers that was introduced after qualifying 27th was William Byron. However, William will drop to the tail end of the field for the start of today's race after Rudy Fugel, the crew chief, and the team replaced the steering rack and pump unit. Let's hear how William Byron plans to get towards the front of the field with Steve Post.
Yeah, William Byron did pick up the win earlier this year at Sonoma, Circuit of the America, Sonoma. That's it. Coda, exactly. Okay, I had him backward there. Picked up the win at Circuit of the Americas, so road racing is really good. But, William, the challenge of starting at the back of the field, how do you approach the beginning and first portion of this race?
Yeah, I mean, just try to pick people off one at a time, you know, and try to make good laps. And, you know, there's a lot that can happen around here. So, you know, we just have to keep ourselves in the hunt and progress forward, and we should be fine.
How good was the race car? I know you had some changes you needed to make, but how did you feel about the handling and the performance of the car?
It felt good. It was hard to tell that issue started pretty early on, but it was hard to tell, but I felt like we had good rear grip, so that's always what you want, and hopefully here today we can have a great car.
We'll see what happens with it, that's for sure. William Byron going to pick up where he left off down at Coda, hopefully with a win, but he has got a long way to go. Going to start at the shotgun tail end of the field here today here in Chicago.
Well, he's going to have company back there, Postman, because a grand total of 8 drivers will be going to the tail end of the field when we drop the green flag. Another one of those drivers is one who is quietly becoming a great road racer, and that is Chris Buescher. Now, he was scheduled to start Chris Wilner in position number 16, but he too will go to the tail end of the field.
That's right, Jeff. An uphill battle to start for Chris Buescher, but not too shabby when it comes to road course racing. But how does that game plan change going from 16th to the rear of the field?
Yeah, it's going to make a little more of a challenge, but it's okay. I got a lot of confidence. Everybody on this Fastenal team did a tremendous job. Car looks great, ready to go again. So going to clean up some of my stuff from yesterday. I found some speed in qualifying there, and then didn't get a chance to better it with the contact. So it is going to make it tough. We got, looks like maybe a little weather rolling in. That's fine either way. Honestly, we've been really good in the wet the last 3 times we've done it. So if that's part of our day, we'll be ready to tackle the adversity there, and we'll have fun.
You've had 10 top 10s in the last 12 road courses. It's been no secret that you've been really good as of late. What has changed? How have you adapted and learned this style of racing?
Yeah, it's almost a cool stat, but there's not a win in there. So, we've been very consistent. We've been very good. We've just not quite been the best. And, that's what we're trying to figure out, how to improve that last spot or two, really. That'll take us to a whole nother level. So, that being said, we know we're going to be fast. We know we're going to be in the hunt. I got to have a smart day. This one's going to be different with a dry, with double file restarts. It's going to be probably a little crazier race than last year even. So we got to have that on our mind so that we're ready if something were to happen, and just try and do all we can to go get a win here.
All right, that's Chris Buescher, guys. Going to start from the rear of the field, plus 56 to the cut line. He could really use a win here in Chicago.
He absolutely could. He was one of a number of drivers that got into the wall around this course. They had to replace the left upper control arm, a left rear shock, and a toe link. He's one of those drivers that's got a lot of work in front of him to try to get the job done. Ross Chastain's got top 10 finishes in his last 3 road course starts in the Cup Series. He's ready to go racing, and Steve Post is with him.
Yes, he is, as a matter of fact. He's in here getting some picture made with some of the sponsors down here, and Ross has the Busch Light peach colors. So let me get this right. The Watermelon Man is selling peaches as well. So all kinds of fruits down here. Ross, we had a good visit in our practice and qualifying show yesterday. Can you just kind of revisit last year versus this year and what you guys are doing here at Chicago?
Well, last year, Postman, I started out on Navy Pier. I was so slow, I had to start back there. And this time, 14th, rolling off a lot better. Just more comfortable, just a year to think about this track and the wall proximities of these concrete canyons in my mind. And yes, I know I'm known for watermelons, but I'll talk about anything ag and any fruits and veggies. So for Busch Light Peach to roll out this summer beer is really cool, and have this bright suit to go along with it. For all the people at home, I have a very bright suit to match my peach-colored car.
What have you learned about this style of racing? What are some of the skill sets you've worked on to be good at this street course?
Comfortable hitting the wall. I mean, I know most people probably think, oh, yeah, Ross hits the wall all the time, but you just have to be so close on the corner entries, the turn in the corner, the apexes. It's not an apex cone or just a curb. It's a straight up and down 90-degree wall, and so I had to really focus on that and be comfortable with that. I did hit the wall in qualifying, but car seems okay, and we'll roll off a lot better than we were last year, and I'm just a lot closer to the wall than I was last year.
That's it. We talked to a lot of drivers that said the same thing. That's Ross Chastain. He starts today in the 14th starting spot.
He is looking for career win number 5 in the streets of Chicago here this afternoon. There's one driver in the field looking for a career win number 1, and it very well could happen right here this afternoon. He starts alongside Kyle Larson, who's our pole sitter. Ty Gibbs up on the front row, Chris Wilner, and he was very good in practice. He was very good in qualifying.
He certainly was, Jeff, and it turns out he's going to start now on the front row. But he learned a lot yesterday, a part of that battle in the Xfinity Series. So, Ty, how valuable was yesterday for this afternoon's race?
Yeah, it was really valuable, and I appreciate the opportunity from he gets us and Sugar's Racing. So it was really fun, and to get some laps is, you know, it was really important for somewhere we haven't been that much. So it's a good place, and it's a fun track, so we'll have a good day and go out there and hammer down.
All right, best of luck. That's Ty Gibbs again going to start next to Kyle Larson on the front row, a youngster, a veteran, going to go for it here when we drop the rag in Chicago.
All right, Steve. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, Chris. Opening ceremonies are next. NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Curious what drivers talk about during the race? Visit RacingElectronics.com today to purchase a scanner and listen to uncensored audio from every team in the race. Learn more at RacingElectronics.com or stop by and see them in the vendor area today.
From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's the starting lineup for the Grant Park 165. Brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors. ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Row 20.
Kaz Grala, Boston, Massachusetts.
Josh Palicki, Richfield, Wisconsin.
Row 19.
Joey Hand, Sacramento, California.
AJ Allmendinger, San Jose, California.
Row 18.
Josh Berry, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Daniel Hemrick, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Row 17.
Austin Hill, Winston, Georgia.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Row 16.
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
Harrison Burton, Huntersville, North Carolina.
Row 15.
Zane Smith, Huntington Beach, California.
Ryan Preece, Berlin, Connecticut.
Row 14.
Noah Gregson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Row 13.
Todd Gilliland, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Eric Jones, Byron, Michigan.
Row 12.
Martin Truex Jr., Mayetta, New Jersey.
Justin Haley, Winnemac, Indiana.
Row 11.
Chase Briscoe, Mitchell, Indiana.
Austin Cindric, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Row 10.
Corey LaJoy, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Kyle Busch, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 9.
Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia.
Ryan Blaney, Hartford, Ohio.
Row 8.
Chris Buescher, Prosper, Texas.
Austin Dillon, Welcome, North Carolina.
Row 7.
Ross Chastain, Alva, Florida.
Carson Hocevar, Portage, Michigan.
Row 6.
John Hunter Nemechek, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10.
Brad Keselowski, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Starting 9.
Daniel Suarez, Monterrey, Mexico.
Starting 8th,
Alex Bowman, Tucson, Arizona.
Starting 7th,
Christopher Bell, Norman, Oklahoma.
Starting 6th,
Bubba Wallace, Concord, North Carolina.
Starting 5th,
Shane Van Gisbergen.
Starting 4th,
Tyler Reddick, Corning, California.
Starting 3rd,
Michael McDowell, Glendale, Arizona.
Starting 2nd,
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
And starting on the pole,
Kyle Larson, Elk Grove, California.
That's the starting lineup for the Grant Park 165.
40 drivers getting ready to go. 16 Chevrolets, 8 Toyotas, 16 Fords in the field up front. Kyle Larson and Ty Gibbs. Those are the two drivers that will lead the field to the green flag. Where is Shane Van Gisbergen? He'll start 5th. We'll take it back to yesterday. If you missed it, Shane and Kyle put on a show.
They absolutely did. Larson and Van Gisbergen swapping the lead nearly every corner in the opening handful of laps. And after that, it became, okay, I'm going to lead this lap. Next lap, you're going to pass me and lead the lap. They weren't moving out of the way for one another. They were just simply out-driving each other any given lap. It was a treat to watch. It was a treat to call. And I hope all the listeners yesterday enjoyed that. And what does that mean for today? I highly expect the same thing amplified, because this is a field of drivers from top to the back that are every bit as talented and should be able to do the same thing lap after lap, corner after corner.
It was spectacular yesterday. And speaking of spectacular, how about this place we're at? We are in the third largest city, Independence Weekend. This place is a mob scene. There are people absolutely everywhere. They've been enjoying music. They've been enjoying walking around the park. Grant Park is special.
It really is. Keith Urban, Lauren Elena had their concerts earlier today. The Chainsmokers and the Black Keys were last night here in Grant Park. A little over 310 acres is this park, right up against Lake Michigan, named after President Ulysses S. Grant. The start-finish line of the race course on South Columbus Avenue is the start-finish line for the Chicago Marathon, which is one of the biggest marathons on the planet. Buckingham Fountain, that world-famous fountain that you see in TV shows like Married with Children and movies like National Lampoon's Vacation, that is parallel, right beside the start-finish line. It is truly a spectacular setting.
And oh, by the way, the horizon in the background, absolutely spectacular. We're glad you're with us here on the Motor Racing Network. We got a lot of people, a lot of race cars, a lot of racing to do. Let's go trackside now for pre-race ceremonies.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise if you are able. Please remove your hats. And veterans, render a hand salute as the Chicago Fire Department and Chicago Police Department Honor Guard present our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome from UChicago Medicine Advent Health, Chaplain Sherwin Callwood.
Father in heaven, we thank you today for this race. We ask now that you would cover each driver in the coat of your protection, keep them safe, and may all glory go to you. In the name that's above all names, we pray. Amen.
Here to perform America the Beautiful, please welcome singers from Uniting Voices Chicago, a nonprofit organization that empowers and unites thousands of diverse youth from the city of Chicago to find their voice and celebrate their common humanity through the power of music.
America, America.
America, America.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome Chicago's original voice of the national anthem, Wayne Messmer.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
The pomp and circumstances comes to an end. The drivers, a final fist bump with the team members. It's time to slide into the cockpit of the race cars. The NASCAR Cup Series on the streets of Chicago is next.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Winning feels good, but we lose sometimes too. How do you deal with things when the going gets tough? Just like a driver relies on a good pit crew, you need a support system to help you come out ahead. Talking to a therapist is a great way to navigate the twists and turns of your life when it feels like you're going in circles. Therapy can help you plan to achieve your goals and avoid hitting the wall when things get dicey. And therapy reminds you that even when life feels like a race, you're only competing with yourself. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on your schedule at your pace. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Life's not a race. Visualize the track ahead with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/racingradio today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/racingradio. Get 10% off your first month today at BetterHelp.com/racingradio. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/racingradio.
The NASCAR Cup Series. We couldn't do it here in the streets of Chicago or any track we go to throughout the season without our premier partners. We thank Busch Light, Coca-Cola, Geico, and Xfinity. From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
You'll find legendary John Deere quality and save thousands on new, full-size John Deere Gators now through September 3rd at Tractor Central. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
On a typical Sunday afternoon in Chicago, the speed limit is 30 miles per hour. But this is no typical Sunday afternoon. Today, we throw those speed limits out the window as the best of the NASCAR Cup Series will come roaring down Columbus Avenue at speeds of over 130 miles per hour.
The NASCAR Cup Series on the streets of downtown Chicago, Illinois. The Grant Park 220 is underway. Green flag is in the air.
1 year ago, in the NASCAR Cup Series first ever race on a street course, a Supercars champion from New Zealand took the world by storm.
Checkered flag in the air in his first ever NASCAR Cup Series start. Shane Van Gisbergen, the New Zealand driver, wins on the streets of Chicago.
Shane Van Gisbergen is back in today's field, but 39 other drivers are out to prove that they have closed a gap on SVG and claim this year's checkered flag for themselves. Live from downtown Chicago, Illinois, the Grant Park 165 is next.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Cup Series.
It's going to be a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll past the race car today, pal. Pull boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Grant Park 165 from the Chicago Street Course. Brought to you by GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. Get more with GEICO. By Harbor Freight. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By McDonald's, get the new $5 meal deal at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time only. By BetterHelp Online Therapy, get 10% off your first month today at BetterHelp.com/racingradio. By Napa, elevate your engine performance with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. By Progressive Insurance, for a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. By Toyota, for the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco, from NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
Let's go trackside for the command.
Chicago, this is the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome retired NFL legend from the Chicago Bears, Matt Forte.
All right, Chicago, y'all ready? Let me hear you make some noise. Oh, y'all can do better than that. Make some noise. Drivers, start your engines.
Well, you can hear the crowd in the background. They're ready to go. 40 drivers are ready to go. I think we're all ready to go. It is the Grant Park 165, the NASCAR Cup Series. It's next, live right here on the Motor Racing Network.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
A proud Chicago tradition since 1949, Garrett Popcorn Shops handcrafts delicious gourmet popcorn in small batches right in their kitchens. Their secret family recipes include the world-famous Garrett Mix, the Chicago-style sweet and savory blend of caramel crisp and cheese corn. Visit one of their shops, find them at a Midwest grocery store near you, or shop online to ship anywhere across the U.S. at GarrettPopcorn.com.
The circuit is 2.2 miles in length, 12 turns. We're going to visit all of those and take you for a swing around the racetrack next. From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit Martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Downtown Chicago, 12 turns, 2.2 miles through Grant Park, Independence Weekend. Jeff Striegel, alongside Alex Hayden, the entire Motor Racing Network crew with us this weekend. It's been a great weekend. We arrived here on Friday, watched as they set this racetrack, put those final barriers in place. We had a chance to go down along the river, the boardwalk, the people that were there, the people that are here. Everybody's celebrating a very important weekend.
It is Independence Weekend, and the folks here have come out in droves. A lot of people wondered, okay, last year was the first time doing it, but we had just exponential amounts of rain a year ago. So the big question mark was, would those fans come back out this year? I think the answer clearly is yes. This place is jam-packed. They have been treated to a great weekend of NASCAR racing and entertainment all weekend long, but it's hard to find a better setting right here on Independence Weekend, the right here on the lakefront in Chicago, Illinois, with the fans, the locals, the folks at the hotels and the restaurants. Everybody has embraced this. I was chatting with my Uber driver coming over from the airport on Friday morning, and he, unlike last year, my Uber driver last year was confused, wasn't sure what was going on and why so many people were coming in, why the roads were closed down. This Uber driver was all for it. And I asked him, you coming out of the racetrack? He said, I'm going to try to get out there on Saturday. I can't get there on Sunday, but I'm definitely going to try to make it Saturday. There is an excitement level here.
Yeah, and by the way, Lake Michigan is just to our east. I don't know, maybe 100, 200 yards, give or take, depending on where you are on Lakeshore Drive. Yesterday, we were watching as the boats were pulling as close to the shore as they could get. Obviously, they had the radio twisted into the Motor Racing Network, and they could hear the cars ripping up and down Lakeshore Drive. We're about to do that here.
Yeah, and all the high-rise condominiums that surround Grant Park all weekend long, including today, there have been fans out on the balconies. I think we've got a new thing in NASCAR racing when we come to Chicago, and that is the high-rise balcony parties that are ongoing.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Curious what drivers talk about during the race? Visit RacingElectronics.com today to purchase a scanner and listen to uncensored audio from every team in the race. Learn more at RacingElectronics.com or stop by and see them in the vendor area today.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Back here at Grant Park in downtown Chicago, Illinois. And Jeff, we heard a lot of drivers talk about it in our pre-race coverage on NASCAR Live Race Day, the weather. And unfortunately, it's here.
You talked a lot about it.
Yeah,
and you
said
it was going to stay north.
I said I hoped it stays north.
It didn't. It has slid down upon us. And there are parts of the racetrack that are being washed away hard right now. Dave Moody's got a tremendous vantage point, maybe one of the greatest that we have anywhere we go. He will see them coming at him in turn number one. He sees them coming back at him in turn number six. And Dave, I can also see that you are smack dab in what appears to be the heaviest area of rain.
Yes, I am, Jeff. And not only can I see him coming at me and seeing them going away from me, I could also potentially see them doing the backstroke because, yes, as seems to be customary here at the Chicago Street Race, the rain is coming down, not really bothering the fans all that much. They've just turned it into a wet party from a dry party. It's not raining all that hard at the moment. If you'd come down 3 minutes ago, I'd have told you a different story. So hopefully this is just a quick passing shower. The front that we've been watching for most of the morning was fairly thin, so hopefully it's on its way in and on its way out very quickly.
And that is something, unfortunately, we're going to have to deal with right now. So with some sprinkles and some rain falling, I say sprinkles because not the entire 2.2 circuit in Grant Park is getting weather right now. Only some of it is, and that's the northern part of it where the majority of this system is going. Looking at the radar, Jeff, it is north of us. Wrigley Field's getting it. Evanston at Northwestern University, they're getting it. The majority of the heavy rain out there. There is a scenario that's playing out and involves pit lane. So Steve Post, our lead pit reporter from Halstead, Pennsylvania, NASCAR's giving these teams now a decision to make.
Well, they have declared the track wet. So what that means is teams can decide which tires they want to use, and teams are now out on the racetrack. They're allowed four crew members, and they're going to change the car tires on the cars to the Goodyear wet weather tires, the white lettered tires. We normally have yellow letters on the Goodyear Eagles, but these are the wet weather white lettered tires. And so teams now allowed four people to come out and change and put the wet weather tires on. Some teams have done that. Other teams right now are in a holding pattern just waiting to see what this storm does. So right now, a lot of activity down here and just a lot of standing around and waiting, and well, some reminiscing about last year standing here in the rain as well is going on also. But right now, the track hasn't been declared wet, and so wet weather tires are going on a bunch of these race cars.
All right, Posty, thank you very much. We can't just race in the rain. We've got the wet weather tires. They're ready to go, and we'll continue to monitor the weather. You know, again, as we look at the radar, Alex pointed it out, and he is correct. It is heavy north of us. We're just getting clipped here, but we got clipped pretty hard. We'll have more for you in a moment.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
Sounds like you heard about a July 4th sale. It's a great chance to red, white, and do that job you've been putting off. Like an oil change with full synthetic motor oil. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $34.99. Save on oil, wash and wax, and more this weekend at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Just checking in with Dave, Kurt, and Dan. Those are your turn announcers today. You'll meet them again here in just a few moments ago during the break. They said most of the rain has stopped. And we'll give you an update as to what the teams can do with wet weather and non-wet weather tires when we come back. Stay with us. We're going to be going under the green flag here, I would imagine, very shortly from the NASCAR Chicago Street Race. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your 6th oil change when you get 5. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.